4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Raw House, the next level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here. I'm looking at the Raw House, the next level show. How you doing?
Oh, man, I got to love that. I got to love that. Can you hear me good? Am I good? Am I coming out loud and clear?
You're good, just grainy, but you're good.
I'm grainy because I'm on my hotspot on my phone. Because Beyond the BS never stops. It never stops.
We're going a little bit earlier today because I actually have to leave the house to get shot. So, fortunately, it's an earlier show.
Yeah, he's getting shot. Okay, so I'm going to definitely need your help. I'm going to not... Normally, I have the chat opened up on the side. Or, I'm sorry, the YouTube opened up on the side, but I'm not going to open it so that way it doesn't take any bandwidth. I have one bar on the Wi-Fi thing here that I can see where it says live. Now it's two bars, so... Yeah. So, apparently... if we can't... Man, it just every single day there's some BS happening. Internet went down, and I was like, oh, we were just having a conversation about the internet going down. And I'm just like, did I finally blow up my modem and router with my 40 some devices connected to it? Did I finally do it? And everything went offline, like everything. I was like, wait a minute, you popped in, and then it started to scroll, and I'm just like, whoa,
I broke it.
It went to the next level. It went to the next level. Oh, man. Dude, I'm like, what in the world is happening? So I'm using my hotspot. I do apologize if I look grainy. Hopefully the audio is still coming through good.
Yeah, the audio is crisp.
Sweet. If I start breaking out, I'm going to need your help.
With what?
Well, with running the show.
The show runs itself. We got 619 in here. He says that he's first. Russell Dye says he's second. 619 says, what's this BS? Y'all late.
Well, that's the BS.
He said, I think y'all died in the Squid Games. Oh, here we go. Kiko said, well, what's up, guys? What's up, Kiko?
What's up, Kiko?
Flick Chick says, how you doing?
What's up, Flick Chick? Good to see you.
Mike C says, what's up, everybody?
I gotta say, though, we're missing you in Heyday. Heyday! I had my internet down from the 23rd to November 1st. That would suck beyond belief. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If I plan for this, Hey, Octavia, how you doing? Good to see you. What's up, Coral? What up, Coral? And Russell, what's up? I'm looking good. Mike C, what's up? I hope I'm looking all right. So check this out, man. If the internet ever goes down, what's up, Tim Windsor? Make sure you guys do grab the link. I normally try to share the link in Telegram group. I need somebody to help me out and share the link and tell them we're live. Be like, Rojas is live. Get your... But it's in here. It says we have four people watching, but it looks like there's a lot more than four people commenting. So I don't know what's going on. So make sure you do say hi so that way we can say hello to you back. I plan this next level. If my internet goes down, obviously, if you have a rig going, you can't really do much. If you're streaming, can't really do much. I turn on my hotspot so that way we could at least work a little bit. Promote that VPN at Starbucks, bruh. Actually, okay. I'll do the VPN. Next level's got the Buzz TV. Make sure you guys do check the description below. We got a really good VPN deal. Check it out. Description below. Get yourself protected. I've been saying this recently a lot, and especially in some of my videos. This is one of the easiest VPNs I've actually ever had to play with, test out. And that actually works without messing with the settings. Like, it's just boom, connect, done. I'm like, hell yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So make sure you guys do get that deal in the description below.
So recently I went over to Buzz TV and I was talking to the development team who's been working pretty damn hard to get a feature that I've been waiting for specifically up and running, and they're telling me that it's pretty much done and they got it working. So they're just doing a couple beta testing and they're going to be releasing it to the public real soon. I don't even know. Well, I mean, they didn't tell me not to say anything, so I'm just going to say it. I don't give a shit. It's the wait to record. So now on their live TV app, you can actually schedule recordings and it'll automatically wake the box and record whatever you schedule. I'm super excited for that. That's going to be dope for me because, you know, you're not always there when the shit you want to watch is available. So I love working with Buzz TV. I love, you know, just honestly, sometimes I go there and I spend like 2-3 hours just talking with the management team, the developers. It's just really nice to see the amount of dedication and, you know, the amount of work they put into their devices and their software. So I definitely recommend just checking them out. I mean, they have a device for every single budget. If you want to just get in to see what their software is like, they have devices starting around like $40, I think. So I think it's pretty cool. Definitely check them out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Buzz TV has some, Buzz TV's got some really, really cool stuff. So yeah, definitely check them out. Definitely, definitely, definitely check them out. I'm trying to find. So I found something that was actually pretty. Oh, here it is. Oh, I got to finish my thought too. If my internet goes down. Sorry to hear that about your shield, Mike C. Yeah. I actually had SearchFlix tell me like, dude, your shield died. I'm like, yeah, dude, my 2015 shield died and you can't get it anywhere. Octavia says, hey, your arm's better.
So it is, but it's not like it. I'm not wearing the cast anymore, but I am more clumsy. I'm dropping shit. It's not as strong as it used to be. So I don't know. I have another follow-up appointment actually in 2 weeks for them to check it out. But the doctor said the x-rays look good. It's just it takes time to heal a broken wrist, I guess.
It's normal. I'm going to tell you this. This is your new normal.
Oh, it sucks.
I broke my wrist back in sixth grade.
Yeah,
how old are you in sixth grade? 12?
11? No. Sixth grade, you're like 9?
9?
9, 10?
Okay. So 9 or 10. I was probably 11 because I was in the wrong grade and I was too damn old like a dumbass. So what sixth happened?
Grade for the second time.
So what happened was I decided to play Superman off my house and I landed on cement and my whole body landed on top of my wrist and I broke my wrist specifically right here. So here's my thumb. This is where I broke it. Right. On the opposite side where my pinky's at. I have to do this every now and then because it feels like it kinks up or almost like it, like I have like I get like, you know how you get anxious and you're just like, oh, like you just want to pop your fingers and, you know, like stretch a little bit. Sometimes I feel like that right here. And that's since I was, let's just call it 10 years old. So when they took that cast off, I have to do this every now and then because I feel it like it gets stuck.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah. Yeah. Or even like this or like this.
Or this.
Yeah.
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 So yeah. I'm 40 and I'm still doing the exact same thing. And I asked the doctor, I'm like, is there anything wrong? Did it sit incorrectly? He's just like, your bones. He's like, it's all right here.
It's not there. No, I don't believe that shit.
I'm like, look at this. Do you see what this is? This is right here.
Yeah. I don't believe it's all in here. Cause like, I don't even think about it and it's still fucking up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't believe that shit. I don't believe that shit at all.
I've had like 3 doctors tell me, just stretch it out. Do this, do that. Just, I'm like, dude, no, I feel it. I'm not even doing this all day. I'll be like just walking around. Next thing you know, I'm just like, I start going like this. I'm like, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Octavia's asking if you still have pain when it's cold.
If it's not pain.
It's like stiff. It's
uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. It's been super cold and rainy, like ever since I got my cast off. Like freezing temperatures here, actually. It's gonna start snowing real soon. So it's been stiff.
Yeah. What's up, Canuck Mark? What's up, Digital Slang? Good to see you. That slang cast, that slang coin. I need to get that coin.
Nine says nothing's wrong with you. You're just 40.
Oh, you. Oh, Super Saiyan mode.
Yeah, dude. It's just next time I was going to be like the kid on movie Rookie of the Year throwing the fastball. Yeah, dude. It's just you subject to arthritis after a break. Yeah, that's the thing. Sure. I actually had so. This hand was the worst. Maybe like about 6 years ago, I started to wake up in the middle of the night with it being numb and it hurt. So I had to get, I don't know if you guys could see it, but I have a small little incision here, small little incision right there. I had to get carpal tunnel surgery. And what they do, I don't know if you guys don't know what carpal tunnel surgery is. What they do is they make a little incision this way. They cut it from left to right. They find the vein that goes up and down. They cut it. So they open it up. And then everything inside has room to expand out. So it's a very simple surgery to do. And ever since then, I've been fine. But the doctor said, do you feel when it gets cold that your hands get a little bit stiff or uncomfortable? I'm like more on my right hand. It feels like my joints sometimes. And he's just like, it's because of that break. And he's like the best thing for you is to move somewhere that's warmer more often. I'm like, Florida, Disney World, here I come. What's up, Grunt Streams? Yeah, man, it sucks, dude. Carpal tunnel. Yep. I do very well in both wrists. Take care of those wrists. Big time. Okay, I want to show one thing. You know how I like to do the whole, I'll look on YouTube. I saved this link so that way I don't have to, I don't have to use my hotspot. But I opened this up earlier. So it says, this is what's trending now. And it's just like, why am I closing Teddy Beauty? I have no idea who this girl is. Best giant art wins, whatever the hell that is. And then, of course, some sports stuff. There's a lot of sports happening. Henry Ruggs, this is a tragedy here, but I'm not going to talk about this. So I'm just kind of scrolling down. I'm like, okay, sports. There's a lot of stuff in sports happening right now. And then I run into this. Offline TV, $25,000 Squid Game in real life. Would you participate?
I heard they're doing something like this in Saudi Arabia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's not that like they're not going to kill. Well, they say they're not going to kill you. But if you disappear, you disappear. If he dies, he dies.
So I want to click on it and just start scrolling across to see if they're using paintball guns. But I'm on my hotspot, so I don't know if it's going to slow me down even more.
Man, if you're just scrolling, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
I want you to do it. Cause you could just go bam, 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 bam and see what it is, what it's doing. Grunstream says, go Cowboys. How them girls doing? Damn cowgirls. Take care of your feet and back too. Yep. That's pretty much take care of your whole body. Take care of your neck. Yep. They told me that too. Move to a warmer climate. Yeah. That's what it is. And you know what? Actually, I'll share this. I'll share this with everybody. Might be moving. I might be moving. Might be actually not going to Canada, but it will probably be driving distance to next level.
Well, shit.
You're like, well.
God damn. Don't need him closer. He's close enough. Keep him over there in the California IAs.
California. Dude, looking about moving. I'm going to be a lot closer to Texas. That's for sure. Gruntstream's like, move to Texas. I'll say this. Moving to a warmer climate. What, bro? I live in California. here's the thing. It's California, when it gets cold, it does get pretty cold. Like, we average 76 degrees year round in California, which is great. Sometimes we do hit the hundreds over the summer, and sometimes we do hit the 30s over the winter. If you go to the mountains, you could definitely hit negative degrees. It's rare, but it happens. And depending where in the desert you go, you could also get to the hottest places in the world. Actually, the hottest place recorded was 134 or 33 degrees in Death Valley. That was the hottest place in the world ever recorded.
Shit.
Digital Slang says, stop it. California gets cold. It does. If you go to Big Bear, the coldest I've seen Big Bear get was -4. That was no thank you. You just got to wear socks with your slides. I almost call them slides or slocks.
That's still a day's worth of driving.
Okay, so here's the thing. I am looking Tennessee. I am looking Alabama, Mississippi, looking Florida. The cold there does, like, when it does get cold, of course you get that winter, but it's not as bad. You know what I mean?
Alabama's actually not too bad.
Next level, you still there?
Yeah. What happened? What? I'm not here?
Say again?
Yeah, I'm here. You're frozen. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay.
I think I'm breaking up big time. So.
Yeah. So what is this? What are we looking at? Shit, this is shot in pretty high quality.
Am I buffering? I'm buffering, I think.
So what do you want me to do? Just scroll through? I think we lost him. See, he set me up. He's like, go look at this. And I'm like, what am I looking at it for? Oh. All right, so it looks like they're kids. That looks like Harry Potter gets his invitation to Squid Games. And then Harry Potter gets into a bathtub. Aw, they're COVID friendly. And looks like it's I'm not going to play the audio. I'm probably going to get banned for doing the video, but so what happens when you run when you're not supposed to run? Do you get shot? What happens? They have paintball guns? I want paintball guns. Changed your IP. What? Hold on a second. I'm gonna what? I know you're there. I know who you are. When you uploaded your evidence, we were able to track you straight to this room. But if you had you, oh my God, it's a freaking NordVPN ad. I mean, I use NordVPN, but they hid that right in the middle of the content, which was it's kind of sneaky. Sneaky. Pretty funny. Cash App, 13 grand. What do they got to do? What kind of games? I don't want to watch the whole video right now. I do appreciate the quality at which this was shot at, though. Yeah, so I haven't watched this video. Apparently, Rojas has, and he disappeared. So we're going to have to wait till he comes back because I have no idea why he wanted me to bring that up. Anyways, Tennessee, if he does move to let's say, Alabama, that's about 16 hours away from where I live. So that's not too far. Drive for half a day. Florida and Tennessee does not have state income tax. My question is for how long, though? Everything's not guaranteed. Yep, Rojas is frozen. Harry couldn't do it. We're really going back to this Harry Potter playing Wolverine. So Squid Games it is. Next level takeover, Beyond the Streams. Oh, that is Rojas. I'm not sure what's going on with his internet, but would you guys, let's put a one in the chat. Would you guys do a real life Squid Games? And what would your break even point be? Like, would you be okay with paintballs? Would you be okay with airsoft? Should there be a pain level or pain level, depending on what you go through in the game, that represents you being eliminated? What would you do? I don't see why they can't do like American Gladiator 2.0, or what was that other one? MX. What was that MX one with the mouth over and it was all off timing and stuff? Like, do something like that, but Squid Game style. Six 19 says, "F it, real bullets, YOLO, YOLO, take him out, take him out." Cyclone says, "Oh yeah, next level taking over BS, most extreme eliminated." Yeah, why are you commenting from two different channels, bro? MXC, yeah, MXC, do MXC, but do it Squid Game style. I think that'd be funny. I think it'd be even funnier because of the voiceovers. But like Squid Games, some of it is, it has that captivation because of the seriousness of it. Cyclone, it's a Korean show that took the world by storm. You got to check out the show, man. So you find it and you switch the voice to English. And I recommend putting on the subtitles too. But it's like once you get past the first episode, or even halfway through the first episode, it's a good show. Only the first season is out, but I highly recommend watching it. It's pretty cool. Rojas on the go. Don't ever do that face ever again.
I have no idea what the hell's going on here.
Yo, your internet heard you talking shit about the router, and it's just been effing with you ever since.
Yep. It was like, you want to talk some cacahuates? And look, I'm talking to the mic over here like it's connected to my phone.
It's that effect.
Yeah. I'm looking at my computer and it shows one bar, like it wants to connect, but yeah, I put most extreme elimination because I heard you talking about it on the thing here, and I'm like, ooh. They should bring that show back.
Yeah. Yeah, like American Gladiator, but Squid Game style or something like that.
Yeah.
Like you
Cyclone says, what is a Squid Game?
Yeah.
You got to watch it.
Like they had those tennis ball guns in American Gladiator. Those things are pretty gangster.
Dude. Yeah, those gun things. Heck yeah.
You know, I think they should mix it with like, what do you call those things? Escape rooms.
Ooh.
Like an interactive escape room. I think that would be dope.
The original Wipeout. Yeah, dude, an interactive escape room. That would be dope. That would be actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few places out there that are trying to, I guess, jump on the Squid Game bandwagon. I know, like, if I hold on, Squid, real life Squid Game. I know there's a few places. But Mr. Beast is apparently building a real life one as well. It's coming together. He's got 456 contestants that are going live next week. Mr. Beast.
Really?
Yeah. Are you still able to share my screen? You should be able to. See it there?
I see. Guests.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
Mr. Beast says the Squid Game set are coming together. Wish the 456 contestants good luck next week. So we'll make this bigger. It looks like he's painting it himself. It's a really tall swing set.
Wow.
He's putting in some work.
I wonder how they would get eliminated. Obviously, they're not going to shoot people. What are they going to do? Back? You get five backlashes. Five backlashes for you.
I don't know.
You know what they should do? The winner gets like a Bitcoin or something.
I heard Tom Brady did something like that for the person to get back his 600th touchdown ball.
Mom. Playing Squid Game. Oh, how was that video? Playing Squid Games in real life. What did they do? Did they hit each other with something?
I don't even know, man. It turned out to be a NordVPN ad. Like, I got 9 minutes in, and they were like, we've tracked you by your IP address, and we know that it came from this room. But if you use NordVPN, and I was like, whoa, where did that come from?
That's funny.
Here's another article. Apparently in Montreal, a real-life Squid Game is coming to Canada, and you can play without ending up dead. I mean, that's nice.
You can play ending up dead?
No, without ending up dead. Without. Oh. Don't forget the without.
This is just going to open up the doors to something bad. I see this coming, man.
Whoopsies.
Hold on. I see this. Oh, I saw a TikTok that said this is the original Squid Game, and it showed a lady at the door, kind of like doing like that hide and go seek thing, you know? And then she turned around, and her cat, the cat was trying to come up and creep on her. She turned back to hide herself, and the cat was moving. And then when she stopped to go look, the cat stopped and froze. But people are putting like, eh, I'm like, these have been games that's been around for a while. I thought it was kind of funny. Netflix being sued. Oh, is that
happening? Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that last stream.
Yeah,
Squid Games is super popular. I think it's a really good show. I haven't watched Alice in Borderland yet, but I plan on watching that soon, hopefully, when I get some time.
It's on my list.
What the hell is this? Never seen that before. What?
I don't want to accept. Yeah, what else is trending out there? I know people are talking about some games. You got some Apex Predator or Apex Legends. I'm actually very surprised that Minecraft is still so popular.
What language is this?
The Book of Boba Fett. That's trending.
What language is this?
Edición really? Venezuela, Spanish.
So November 6th, what are they doing for $1,000?
The Squid Games. Juego del Calamar.
Here are the rules. A number will be assigned to each participant after their registration is confirmed. The prize will be received by the winner is one of 1,000. $1,000.
Dollars.
No one will be killed in this event.
Hi, Shrek and Sharon.
On purpose, at least. Participants will complete 6 games that will be revealed on the day of the event. Any eliminated player must either leave the game or stay as a spectator. There will be police, security, medical service, transportation, hydration. Huh. Medical. I guess it's extreme. They need healthcare participants.
Ooh, Narco season 3 is coming. Mexico? Nope. Hell yeah. That's a really good show right there. I think that's going to be the season finale. That's Pablo Escobar.
You're Pablo Escobar.
You're a Pablo Escobar.
I think this is an accurate title.
What's up, Joe Somebody?
That's not Joe Nobody. That's Joe Somebody.
Nah, yeah, that's Joe.
Was it?
That's JoJo.
What's up? I haven't watched that new Chucky series.
That's Joe. Well, I know it's Joe. What's up, Joe? Hey, Joe, we got to get you on an interview. Talk about some Linux. Dude, the guy's a freaking whiz when it comes to this Linux stuff, man.
It'd be good to do an interview.
Oh, super. Something's happening to my audio here. It doesn't sound good no more.
You're okay. Just keep going.
Huh? Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Joe Somebody, new Chucky series is pretty good. Yeah, I want to check that one out. It looked pretty good from the commercials, so long time no see. What's up, Edwin? Yeah, man, I'm telling you, if we can get Joe on here, we got to get that intro.
Does he still have it? You still have that intro, Joe?
We'll get him to record. He'll record it with us, and then I'll add it on one of my buttons. Boom, 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 bing, bing, bing. Love that intro. XBMC fucking Cody. Oh, man. Yeah, good to see you, Joe. Glad you're here, man. Glad you're here. Yeah, my computer's just not going to come back. This internet is just horrible. It says I'm all connected too. It just doesn't want to. I don't know what it's doing.
Hey, I know you like League of Legends and you like Fortnite. Did you know that Jinx is coming to Fortnite?
Who?
Jinx.
Jigs?
Jinx. J-I-N-X.
Jinx from League of Legends is coming to Fortnite?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Jinx isn't my favorite character in Fortnite, but that should be interesting. If they're adding League characters, huh? I wonder when they're going to add some of the other ones, because they have some pretty cool characters over there. What's up, Searchflix? What's up, Santos? Joe Nobody. Joe Somebody is nobody. He's everybody. Joe Everybody. Yeah, that's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, they have a little commercial promotion thing for her.
Huh. Fortnite added a Hispanic character called El Chavo.
Okay.
For you Spanish speakers, you probably know what El Chavo del Ocho is, or El Chapulín Colorado. It's a very, very popular Spanish show. Of these guys that are dressed up as kids and they act like kids in their neighborhood. So it's kind of like the everyday, it's pretty much like your everyday stuff that happens in a local barrio, like, you know, neighborhood. It's funny. It's very, that the TV show is really good, really funny. It's been around since like the 60s or 70s, I think it was. And I think it might have stopped in the 90s maybe, because some of these people already passed away and stuff, but they added that character into Fortnite. And of course I bought it. I'm like, hell yeah. I want that character.
Did you hear that today only you can get a 55 inch 4K QLED TV for $400?
Really?
Insignia Fire TV.
Fire TV.
It's a Fire TV, $400, Best Buy and Amazon.
Today QLED?
QLED.
Wow.
QLED, Best Buy and Amazon. That's a pretty good deal for $400.
That's a really, really good deal.
Let me see what the other prices are, because I think they go up to 70. Okay, so even the 70-inch. The 70-inch is 700. That's not bad.
That's a really good deal, too.
Actually, the 65-inch is a better deal. 65-inch is $579.
Wow.
And there's... Hold on a second. I need to go back to the 70-inch for a second here. Okay, check this out. If you're a person that wants a deal, 70-inch Insignia Fire TV QLED open box, $600.
Hmm.
That's not bad, bro. $600 for a 70-inch QLED TV?
Yeah.
Hold on. Here, share my screen. Let me show people. So I'm on Best Buy. Let me make my thing bigger here. And then right, so you can see I'm looking at the Insignia 70-inch QLED. And right here it says $699, but right down here below it says open box from $601. That's a 70-inch QLED TV for $600. Like, that's pretty damn good. Like, honestly, $100 difference, I would probably get the protection plan with that. Anything yeah. goes wrong, like, that's a good price still, even with the protection plan. So, like, I'll show you. If you go to the 43-inch, looking at $269.99. But if you get the open box, $237. I don't know. At that price point, I'd probably still go with the brand new one. Let's see. If we go up to 50 now, you're looking at $350. Not bad. $308 for the open box. Open box, just a couple cracks. If we go to 55, there's not a big difference in the 50 and 55. I would go with the 55. You're looking at 369 or 326 for the open box. Let's get into 58. Is there a sale on that? 58 is 350. It's the same price as the 55.
Dang.
There's some good sales on right now.
Deals are coming, man.
But I'm hearing this is today only. I'm hearing this is today only.
Yeah.
What did I just do? What happened? Hold on a second. Did I change something? Oh, I changed the series. So the F50 is the newest one, I think. But you could go even cheaper. Let's say you wanted to go cheaper. You have the F20 series. And that's... No, I wouldn't go the F20. The F20 is only an LED.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go the F20. And then the F30. It's still LED, but it's 4K. No, I wouldn't go. F50 is where I would go. What's the N10? Nah. N10's old school. They're on clearance. I mean, if you need a dirt cheap TV, why is there two Rojas's? How much is the 70-inch? Nah, the price doesn't even make sense. You can get a QLED 70-inch for about the same price. How much is the two-year protection?
Can you hear me on this mic?
Yeah. Two-year protection is $75. So, like, for some of these, let's go back to the F50. So let's say the 70-inch F50 for $700, you're saving $200. If you went with the open box, it's $600. And if you went with the two-year protection, it's $84.99. So if you went with the open box with the two-year protection, it's cheaper than what the brand new one is, and you get the two-year warranty through Best Buy. I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal.
Yeah, 619 says, yeah, it'll be back up in a couple weeks for Black Friday. Probably. Probably.
Ooh, wait, are we back online?
I never went offline. I'm just saying.
I think the internet might have been restored. Okay, am I good?
Okay, am I good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ooh. I'm back. Okay, now how do I remove? Well, I guess I could do it like this, huh?
There you go.
There we go. And we're back. Oh, man. Okay, let me kill this one. Cool. Internet's back up and running. Sweet. You never left at Rojas. Oh, man. Searchflix is right. I'm nobody. Come on, Joe. We got to get you in here, dude. We got to get you in here. All right. And of course, towards the end of the show is when everything starts working again, right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. That's some pretty good deals, man.
I think so, too.
That's some pretty good deals. Yeah, if anybody's looking for some good TVs. You know what I'm actually kind of wondering? With this whole freaking Ronas going around, how are they going to do doorbusters?
Well, if you have your Rona shot, then you can knock an MFR out.
Mike says you can do another hour.
No, I can't do another hour. Not today. I got dinner still cooking. Actually, I gotta check my meat soon.
We have the meats. Recommend a router. Oh, we were just having this freaking conversation too. Should I show them the one that I'm getting? Next.
Yeah, go ahead. Show them the Nighthawk.
All right. I don't want anybody to cry about it. This is what I'm getting right now. This is the Netgear Nighthawk 12-stream AX12 Wi-Fi 6 router. This is the Rax 200 AX11000 tri-band wireless speed up to 10.0 gigs. Covers 2,500 square foot. Anybody know a better one than this one? That does... I think this connects up to 50.
It's a spaceship.
Yeah, it looks like a freaking spaceship. It does pew pew. Look at that router.
I gotta go check my meat. I'll be right back in a minute.
And you go check that meat. This is the router that I'm using, or that I'm gonna be using, actually. I think it arrives tomorrow or today. Today or tomorrow? Let me look. Yeah, if anybody is actually curious about this one, it's normally $500, but there's a sale for $439. There is the router right there. That router sucks. I have it, Searchflix. Does it suck for real? Don't tell me that it sucks and it doesn't suck. Don't tell me it sucks, but it really doesn't, because I really do need something that's going to take care of. I have 40 something devices connected, so I need everything to work. So don't play with me right now. does it actually suck? Octavia says, do an unboxing. Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely review it. It's supposed to come either today or tomorrow. I've been looking at that for a while. I keep hearing like really good stuff about it. I heard it was really bad when it first came out, but when some of the updates came, that it fixed a lot of their stuff. But yeah, SurgeFlakes, do you really have this router and does it actually really suck? Because if it does, I'm about to be super pissed right now and look for another one. Check your message app. The router sucks. Why does it suck? Is it the same one? Because they have like six routers that look the exact same one. Brad says, I had that one and I sent it back. Oh, am I really going to have to look for something else? Why did it suck? That's the question. Why does it suck? So I got SurgeFlix and I got Brad both telling me that it's no bueno.
Get the TP-Link. TP-Link Archer. AX11000.
Everything dropped constantly. I need something that's going to have that's going to work like really good. Are you still using your SurgeFlix?
Get this. It's on sale right now. Ends on November 4th.
SurgeFlix says he's got the Eero. Eero what? Pro 6? That's a mesh Wi-Fi. Here's the problem with mesh. I have to have dual bands. I have to have an option to choose if I want this one or that one. I don't want a smart assistance. I don't want nothing like that. I cannot have a smart. I tried a mesh and the connections were great. However, I need to have the dual bands to connect to different ones. I have to be able to see the option of 5G and 2.4G. If I can't see the options, I don't want it. So Brad's saying try this one. Amplify Alien Wi-Fi 6 mesh router. Okay, so the same question. If we're talking about mesh routers, do I have the capability to have the two different bands? That's my biggest thing. I have to have different bands. So it says the frequency band, you get 5 and 2.4. Is it smart? Or can you actually see two different bands? Damn, and I was really looking forward for that that Nighthawk, man. That freaking spaceship. Flick Chick says, Rohan, you are too picky. I'm not picky. That's what I want. I want a Wi-Fi that's going to be covering about 2,500 minimum square foot. I want to be able to choose. I want to see it. I want to be able to click on my Wi-Fi and it says, this is your 2.4 and this is your 5G. I want to be able to see both of them. I don't want it to say this is your one connection and you could choose and you could set up by Smart Connect. No, I don't want to do Smart Connect. I don't want the device to tell me which one I should use. I want to say I want the 5G or I want the 2.4 or the 6. And I think six is just an extension of 5, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. If you want solid performance for more than regular use, stop buying consumer grade. What's up, Giorgio?
What brand? Yeah,
that's why I spent a good of money on that Nighthawk. Searchflix, is that the exact same Nighthawk you have? Smart Connect on my Eero is spot on. Nope, don't want the Smart Connect. Mm-mm. Won't work. Won't work. I've tried Smart Connect with too many devices. And the problem with Smart Connect is... So here's the problem. If you are setting up a device that's a 2G, you have to go onto your phone, connect it, and say Smart Connect, and it sets up your phone on the 2G band. When you get your device, whatever smart home device that is, because they all use 2G, then it says, okay, it's going to connect to that device. Problem with that, though, is if I don't want to do that, if I want to set up, let's say, for instance, a laptop, I can't smart connect from my phone for the laptop because how am I supposed to connect the laptop to the cell phone and then the cell phone to the router? At that point, once I connect from my laptop and I choose the Wi-Fi option, then the router is going to say, cool, we're going to give it to you. I don't want you to give it to me. I don't want you to give it to me. I want to be able to see the options and I want to be able to choose the options. Grunt Streams is asking, I heard a beep. Did the oven go off?
Yeah. Oven's going off.
Go get it.
Go get the meat.
It's got some time still. It's got some time.
Okay. I thought the same about Smart Connect, but it works great with my Trigger and Ring cameras and the other 1,000 devices hooked up. Here's the thing, Serge. 1,000.
That's what I'm cooking right now.
Do you smell?
Check out my meat.
Do you smell? You want to talk about devices? This is my problem right here. I have a problem, guys. I have never had an option or I have never had an issue with Smart Connect until I've used a Blue Rams Outdoor Light 2 Tekken Smart Outlet. Ooh, and there's another smart outlet that I had an issue with. Nui. Nui Smart Outlet. I've had those three devices with Smart Connect, not connect. Everything else that I've ever had, I've had other types of Blue Ram stuff that connects, other types of Tekken stuff that connects, and other types of Nui products that connects. But when I use those specific ones, nope. And I did the whole Smart Connect enabled, and I wanted to do that very, very specific. Nope, didn't work. Grunstream says, I still have the Nighthawk X4S and it's been strong. Nighthawk, how old is that one? Nighthawk X4S. Is that the mesh? Okay, I see what this one is. The one that I got that's supposed to be coming either today or tomorrow. And I've had two people now in the show tell me that it didn't work for them. Oh, man. There you go. Is this one. The Nighthawk 12 Stream AX12. They said they got the exact same one and it's been no good. So Brad is saying, I have 55 devices on the Amplify. Yeah, but the question is, are you able to see the two bands? Can you choose specifically if you open up a laptop or your cell phone or whatever, can you see two different bands or is it a smart connect? That's my problem right now. Smart connect hasn't been perfected yet. It's close, but I still wouldn't use the smart connect. So, cooking with next level channel coming soon. Shrinking Jared.
No.
Yeah, I know Searchflex is going to be like, dude, return it. Get something else. I'm going to try it. I'm going to connect it. I'm going to see how it works. I'm going to give it about a week. I think I have a return policy returnable January 31st. So, I got time. I'll probably do it within the first 30 days, though. Like, if the first week doesn't do good, it's gone. I'm returning it. But Brad in Searchflix, you guys got this exact same router that I got, and it's no bueno? Because I definitely need power. I definitely need something that I could connect to a lot of devices. And I also need the ability to see the different bands. I want to be able to choose it. And I know with the Nighthawk, you have the ability to, what was it called next level?
Tri-band?
No. You said turn off the, is it band steering?
Yeah, band steering.
Turn off the band steering. He says, yep, I sent it back 6 months ago. Maybe there's an update that I don't have to worry about it no more. And they fixed whatever issues. Okay, so Brad, for you, did it also drop devices? Because that's my problem right now with the router that I currently have. It just drops devices. And I've been trying to, like, it was like my router was working great. All of a sudden, drop. And it won't drop everything. It'll just drop a couple things. Band steering and smart connect, same thing. Yeah, people just call it different things. The thing is that you can't turn off smart connect. The only thing is you could disable it for a second, and that's if you are turning your how can I explain this? If you're trying to connect a smart device on to your router, you go on your phone, you go to smart connect, and you disable it. But it only disables for about 30 minutes, I think it is, while you connect your device, whatever smart home device, to your router. Once those 30 minutes are up or whatever, it re-enables it, and then it goes back to smart connect. The difference between that and band steering, with band steering, when you turn it off, it gives you the options of the two bands. And you have two options for the two bands. And you could name it, you could do all kinds of stuff. But with smart connect, I've played with several of them, and it's I don't like it. I don't want them to tell me what I want. I want to choose what I want. Yeah. So Brad says, yeah, it was dropping a lot, but the Nighthawk X6 was good. Still have that one also. I'm gonna look it up. You guys are definitely helping me out because I'm looking. Nighthawk X6S.
Yeah, but I don't think that one is. Is that one Wi-Fi 6 capable or no?
I don't think so. It's not Wi-Fi 6 capable. See, that's the thing I don't understand. How are they going to have a more expensive router with all these kinds of issues without addressing it? You know what I mean? What is the best Nighthawk to buy? How about that? I thought the Nighthawk that I got was pretty expensive already. There is a Nighthawk tri-band mesh system. The Netgear I have gives the option to pick. So, okay, Octavia, so with your Is it called Smart Connect or is it called band steering? And which Netgear do you have? So, yeah.
So the one you were looking at is their top of the line.
That's their best of the best, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Octavia says band. Yeah. See, so I just said, screw it. Let me just pick the best one possible because let me see if this thing actually works. There is a mesh system that says it covers up to, it covers 40 devices and more. It says 40 plus devices on a Netgear. It's Netgear Nighthawk Wi-Fi 6 MK83 with two satellite extenders. Covers up to 6,000 square foot. That's freaking ridiculous. It's nice. Yeah, it says 40. My only problem with 40 plus devices, what is plus? Does that mean 41? Does that mean 42? That's the thing that I don't like when people advertise stuff like this. Yeah. Okay. All right, so I know we are on borrowed time right now, and my Wi-Fi looks like it's acting a little funny, so we're probably going to lose signal again. Probably going to lose signal again. So how about this? It says I'm still connected. So how about this? I think most of you guys, if not all you guys, are in the Rojas Telegram group. Head over there, and let's continue the conversation, because I really want to get something that has – so let me give you guys my specs. I need a gig of speed. I want a 3,000 square foot. I'll settle with 2,500 minimum. How about that? 2,500 minimum because I could get an extender, some sort of repeater. So 2,500 square footage minimum. I also want to be able to connect 50 devices or more. If it says 50 plus, great. Right now I'm at 42, 43. So 50 plus, great. I'm trying to think. And oh, the different bands. I want to be able to pick the different bands. I need that option. I need to be able to see 2.4 and 5. Gruntstream says there was a router that looked like the one you're getting, Rojas. That's what I'm saying. This Nighthawk, there's like six of them that look identical. And it went on sale for $99 this year. I read reviews and it says it was horrible, right? I'm pretty sure yours is a different one. See, the reviews that I got on this one on Amazon, it's 4.3 out of 5 stars out of 300 reviews.
That's true, too, what Canuck Mark just said.
The one, his latest message? The one you're getting could have upgraded firmware addressing previous issues. Try it and see what happens. See, that's what I'm that's kind of what I'm hoping. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. So I'm going to do the review as soon as I get it. I want to say I for whatever reason, I'm thinking I'm getting it today. Let's see. Orders arriving tomorrow by 10 p.m. Damn it. Oh, Search Flakes. I'm getting the DJI Action 2 arrives tomorrow. Just saying. Okay. Dinner done. Next level. All right, guys. Yeah, we're going to start wrapping it up. I just want to say thank you guys for putting up with all the madness that happened today with my internet. Hopefully I'm good to go for now. I'm looking for a router at least to make sure I'm covered. I'm going to call my ISP and yell at them saying, what the hell is going on here? Too much BS for the BS show. Sure. But appreciate you guys for coming. Appreciate you guys for showing up and showing the love and support. Make sure you guys do hit that thumbs up. It helps out the channel. If you can, when the show's over, refresh the page and leave us a comment. What is your favorite TV show for 2021? Your favorite TV show for 2021. Leave us a comment as soon as the show's over. I have to say Squid Games is badass. Anybody that's in the Rojas Reviews Telegram group, head over there if we want to continue the conversation about routers. I definitely want to hear your guys' feedback, and I'll give you guys my feedback as I'm testing out this new router that comes in tomorrow. And yeah, love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Tis the season. Happy holidays. Next Level, what you got?
No, wherever you're listening to us, make sure you leave us those reviews so other people like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. And as always, make sure you come out on Thursdays, roughly around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sometimes it's 3, like today was. And be a part of the conversation, be a part of the community, get involved. Yeah, that's all I really got. So we'll see you guys on the next one.